Brother and Sister Glover from Ketchikan here. My goodness, they've been in Ketchikan over 14 years. That is amazing. We're very glad that they have been faithful and diligent. Amen. And Sister Melina has made the trip up this direction 3 times in 3 weeks. That is amazing. She's going to know all of the flight attendants by first name and greet the pilot and the flight engineer or whoever else is in there, be able to just be friends with them. We're glad she's here. Amen. Put that big boy aside and stand and testify, Sister Glover. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Probably the only wrestling coach that took her whole team to church. That's what she did in Fairbanks. Praise God. Amen. Well, thank the Lord for the truth of the Word of God and the day that He hath made. You know, sometimes we awaken and look out at a new dusting of snow and we think, is this ever going to be over? But I'm thankful that we can look out at every day knowing His compassion fails not. It's new every morning. Praise God. And all of the extra and additional promises of the Lord as He meets that day with us and leads us into the future. He knows the end from the beginning, and so we continue to put our trust in Him. And I'm very, very thankful that we can know His power and His goodness. Amen. We appreciate Pastor Jeff Glover working as a teacher and then working as a pastor as well in Ketchikan. And I'm thankful for his service as youth president in our district and now as presbyter of the southeast area and serving the Lord. I'm very thankful for it. Praise God. And he's ready to come preach the word of the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Jeff. Let's stand and receive the man of God today. Amen. Worship the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God bless you. His meal was interrupted, his garment soiled with an intense concentrate of rich worship. The rabbi looks violated, disrespected. The residue of worship is on his head, his garment, and his feet. If you wouldn't mind turning with me to Matthew 26:13. The hosts and guests are horrified at the multitude of cultural norms that have been violated. But the master's words mark a dramatic tipping point as he declares, this is all good news. Hallelujah. Praise God. A woman poured out all she had in worship. One disciple was so disgusted by the Lord's endorsement of this behavior that he deemed it necessary now to betray. Surely this isn't behavior becoming of a Messiah. Surely he is not the one. And so our salvation is put into orchestration. It's put into flow. It has begun. One got a hold of Jesus, and one was soon to be filled with an unclean spirit. But the Lord would say in our text of Matthew 26:13, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her." This gospel, what's occurring right now, what has happened, our whole world being turned upside down, this world, this room being filled and permeated with the odor of worship, my anointing, all of this is good news because the Lord is now anointed unto his death, burial, and resurrection. Praise God. And he said, wherever this gospel is preached. Amen. Gospel's not meant to be whispered. Hallelujah. Amen. It's meant to be preached, heralded, and proclaimed. I get excited when I start to get into the Word. My voice is going to lift up when I start to speak about the Lord. Paul said, necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Oh, I've got to preach. It's inside of my soul. Hallelujah. I've got to hear preaching. I've got to preach the Word of God. It moves on me. Hallelujah. It is fire. And he continues and says, the whole world where this gospel is preached. Right now, it's a very small area. But hallelujah, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. The new world where we're at now is not going to receive the gospel for over another 1,000 years. But I'm telling you what has begun here, I'm going to prophesy. There's nothing that's going to stop this gospel from going to the whole world. Something powerful has come into this house, and it shall be told what this woman hath done for a memorial for her. What she just did, what just happened is a good thing. There shall also this. Will you help me pray today? Lord, we thank you, God, for your presence, O Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this holy convocation. Precious believers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the word that's gone forth, the worship, O Lord Jesus. We pray you bless, O God. Bless, O Lord, these incapable lips and my mind, O Lord. Would you move upon us in a mighty way in Jesus Christ? And everybody said amen. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Well, there's all kinds of church. Amen. There's forgettable church. There's anonymous service. There's nothing of significance offered, nothing expected, nothing happened. There's plain church. There's patty cake church. There's superficial service where we go through the motions and then. Well, there's also this. Hallelujah. What happened in the midst of the congregation? Matthew 26:7 says, a woman having an alabaster box, a very precious ointment, poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Hallelujah. And it's that kind of service when someone says, you know what, I've come to darken these doors with some anointing praise. I'm coming with purpose. I don't care what they think of me. I don't care what they think of my master. I've got to release such a radical praise, it's going to permeate all the house. A praise that connects with the prophetic. Jesus said she did it for my burial, in preparation for my burial. He says all around the world this gospel is going to be preached. We have so many barriers being broken and so much going into play because of what she did. This was a praise that foretells of the blood of salvation and that readies the body. And it's a perfume that is released. Everyone's going to be affected by what I bring unto my Lord today. John further said in 12:3, the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. I wonder if someone would determine today in their marrow. Man, I've been bringing it in my bones. I've come here to release a sacrifice of praise into the atmosphere. Everyone's going to know he's the Lord of my life and the Lord of my soul today. I wonder if there shall also this today. If somebody brought something special unto the Lord, and I don't care what it permeates, I don't care what kind of rituals it knocks down, I don't care who's offended, but I've come to give a special worship unto the Lord today. I'm willing to pour it all out unto Him. And she enters. Luke 7 speaks of another time when the Lord was anointed. Says she enters a house. We're talking about confined space. She's not one among the masses, slipping through an entrance unnoticed, but this is personal. She enters a house she knows will scorn her presence. She is a sinner. They will deride her worship. It should have been used elsewhere. And you have to fight off the spirit of elsewhere because it tries to come and make us complacent in every service. No, this kind of worship is for elsewhere. Not today, not this time, and not this place, but elsewhere. But she says, no, this is the house. This is the master. This is the time. This is the place, hallelujah, where it's going to be released. And they're going to dismiss the object of her affection. This man, Jesus, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And it is truth. Scripture lets us know this isn't people just working off of reputation and words of reputation, but rather Luke lets us know in 7:37, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. So they'll question her manner of worship. And they'll question her investment. But still, Brother Levi, she's willing to enter through that door. Hallelujah. She's willing to take the looks and the disgust and everything, that resistance that's coming against her. Because she says something special is going to happen today. There's something in my soul. I've got to get a hold of the feet of Jesus. Praise God. I've got to come unto God manifest in the flesh. Now, for some to get moved, for some to praise and worship, they have to ask, well, is the music anointed? And praise God, the music's anointed in this place. My Lord, have mercy. Well, who's preaching? Is the preaching anointed? And then the questions, well, I'm going to base my attitudes. I'm going to base my own spirit. I'm going to base my own thinking upon what others are thinking. What do you think about Jesus within this congregation? And as she walks into the house, that could have been her attitude. What do you think about Jesus? And the reply would have been, I'm not convinced. I'm not that impressed, to be honest. Well, I can't speak for myself. And so others would ask, let me take a poll of the house. What do you think about Jesus? And we could take it further. What are my friends' opinions? And what is social media's opinion? But oh, I appreciate, Pastor, some folks that come with a better idea. Someone that comes through the doors and says, I don't care what anybody else is thinking. I don't care what kind of day or season anybody else is in. I'm going to bring my own anointing. I'm bringing my own offering. What I'm bringing today isn't dependent upon the music or the preaching. I brought my fortune, and I'm going to pour it all out unto Him because He is worthy. Why don't you reach out to Him right now? My holy God, You're so worthy of my life. You're worthy of all my praise, O Lord. You're worthy, God, of me pouring it out. I can't invest in anything else, O Lord, but this fire shut up in my bones. It's causing me to reach out unto You, Lord. It's causing me, God, to give You everything in this place. Kalaboko silaba kete. Salamano silaba ye yolo koti alaha. Helabokoso. I don't care what kind of spirits are brought into the place. I don't care if somebody's about to give up. I'm going to release a praise unto Him. I don't care how many are there. I've got a special praise unto Him. My Lord is still worthy. He's still worthy. He's still worthy. Hallelujah. And the Lord admonished His host. You gave me no water for my feet. And she has washed them with her tears and dried them with her hair. Sometimes you have to stop and just think about that for a little while. What's going to be on the Master's feet? Praise God. He's God manifest in the flesh. He's in the flesh just like you and I. He gets tired. He hungers. He's saddened. And you know what? Sand is going to stick to His feet. There's going to be dust that's going to come on His feet. Dare I say some doo-doo's going to come on His feet. Whatever He's come across. And she said, I don't care what is on the feet. I'm washing it with my tears. And I'm drying it with my hair. She's leaving with residue in her hair. I said she's leaving with residue in her hair. I wonder if there's somebody that says, I'm going to be soiled with whatever's on the altar today. Amen. I'm going to leave here with the residue of worship. I'm going to leave here. I don't care what's on me. Amen. I don't care what you call me. I don't care what you speak about me. I'm leaving with a residue of worship today. Hallelujah. The Lord says, He gave me no customary anointing for my head. She spent a fortune just reaching His feet. This is Luke 7. She's not come here to anoint Him for burial at this time. Some believe this is in Galilee. The only distance she makes it is to His feet. She spent a fortune just reaching His feet. If I could just but anoint His feet, hallelujah. If I could just put touch the hem of His garment. If I could just, Lord, get You to speak a word. I'm not even worthy that You come into my house, but God, You can speak a word and this thing can happen. Hallelujah. He said, praise God, her sins. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 7:47. And some of you can relate here. And some of you will say, whatever, I've heard this preaching before and I've heard this message before, but oh, I've got to stop here. I can't speak for you, but I've got to stop here at Luke 7:47, where the Lord says, her sins, which are many, her sins, which are many. Oh, I don't know about you, but I can relate to that. God, my sins, which are many. Amen. One person said, the more I walk with God, the more I learn. The more I learn, I don't know anything. The more I learn, I'm not worthy of anything. The more I learn, I can't unloose these shoelaces. Amen. This shoe leather, praise God. The more I learn, I don't deserve You, God. Her sins, which are many. are forgiven. And she hasn't stopped kissing my feet. Hallelujah. Amos 4:13 tells us that God turns the morning to darkness and crushes down the mountains underneath his feet. Jehovah the Lord Almighty is his name. What are you talking about now, preacher? I'm talking about there's power in his feet. Hallelujah. If you can just get to his feet, amen. If you can just get to his clothes, if you can just get to Jesus, praise God. If there's something in your heart that says, I want you, Lord, and I'm willing to get in any posture to find you. I don't care if I've got to be on my knees. I don't care if I've got to be crawling. Let me just get unto my Lord. The stormy waters were literally under his feet when he walked upon the water to get to his kids in the stormy boat. Hallelujah. Nahum 1:3 says, the Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. David said he rode on the clouds to get to me. I don't know about you, but I believe in a Lord that's going to ride to get to his children, that's going to come and get in your situation. Psalm 8, David speaking of the Messiah, a messianic psalm when he says he has all things under his feet. Praise God. Psalm 91:13, some unnamed psalmist begins to speak to the Messiah when he says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the prime lion. And the dragon shalt thou trample under your feet. Amen. He's going to bruise thy head, is the prophecy to the serpent. Amen. He's bruising that head. Amen. While he's stomping on it with his feet. I want to get unto his feet. Because if I can get to the foot of Christ, if I can get unto the feet of Jesus, praise God. He says he's got some power for me. There's some peace for me. Romans 16:20. If you can get to the feet, Brother Levi, God's going to do something for your feet. He's going to give some power for your feet. He's going to give some peace for your life. The God of peace shall soon crush Satan under your feet. Hallelujah. What happened with this box of precious ointment? Of a fortune's worth, of a retirement, what happened with it? She broke it in praise unto the Lord. The world loves to see you break what is of value. Break your word. Break any devotion to purity. We so love the breaking of that. We love the ending of your purity, the ending of your innocence. Break that. Get rid of that. Break your sacred marriage vows. But they despise, they hate, and they belittle your decision to break the world's grip and praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, suddenly breaking is not an okay thing. But I wonder if there's somebody willing to break the hold of this world upon you and say, today is a day of there shall also this. Not just for that gal back there, but I'm telling you, it's for me right here today. Today, I'm going to step into the prophetic. Today, something's going to be broken in my life. Why? Because I'm breaking what's precious to me. I'm breaking what I'm holding back. I'm breaking what I've been investing in, and I'm giving it all unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to break hell's grip and allow Jesus to have his liberty. Verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. That word used there was only used to describe her and one other act that took place. Look at Acts chapter 10 and verse 4. When the angel comes unto Cornelius and says, I just had to come unto you. I know you're not of the right genealogy. I know you're not of Israel. Amen. But I tell you what, there's been something that just kept coming up unto me and kept coming up unto me and kept, and heaven could not stay silent and heaven could not stop. And this massive tipping point is about to begin, that all of us can come into this gospel, that all of us could come into salvation. because Cornelius kept sending up a memorial unto the Lord. Hallelujah. There was one woman that set in place the plan of our salvation. Amen. And there was one individual that kept praying unto the Lord that set the plan of Gentile salvation. Because there shall also this isn't just for me. Amen. But when I begin to reach out and when I begin to pour out, there's something that happens to other individuals. There's something that sets in place salvation to others. Amen. There's something powerful that happens. Sin reigns. Satan reigns. Sighing marks the lives of many. All tears are fresh and full. Why is all this so? Because we have not prayed to bring evil to an end. We have not prayed as we must pray. We have not yet met the conditions of prayer. Let that not be so for this midst here, amen. But let this be a congregation that says there shall also this. Not just for me, amen. I don't mean to offend you, but praise God. We've got to have this happen so we can have a breakthrough. I'm pouring this out. And I may be loud, and I may be offensive, amen, but it's for you as well, so that we can all get a breakthrough. That the prophetic can begin to come to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Prayers outlive the lives of those who utter them. They outlive a generation. They outlive an age. They outlive a world. To have prayed well is to have fought well. To have prayed well is to have lived well. To pray well is to die well. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. And when prayer fails, the world prevails. When prayer fails, the church loses its divine characteristics, its divine power. The church is swallowed up by a proud ritualism, and the world scoffs at its obvious impotence of the church. When it stops praying, I wonder if somebody, hallelujah, has it in their mind that there shall also this today. Oh, today there's going to be a special touch. Today there's going to be a special outbreak. Oh, God, let these altars come open, preacher, that I can put such an anointing upon the Lord of praise that I can begin to pray. Somebody's going to make a dedication like Epaphras in Colossians 4:12 that said when he labored fervently in prayers for the Colossian church that they might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. It takes an Epaphras. Hallelujah. As God comes and speaks unto Abraham and he says, the cry of Sodom has reached my ears. One evangelist spoke a truth to me. He says, you know what? There's a cry of sin that's coming up unto the Lord. And the answer is judgment. The answer is destruction. He said, let the church cry louder. Let the church's cry be even louder than one of destruction that speaks salvation, that puts in motion God's plan for humanity. Hallelujah. Praise God. There shall also this will meet something else. Acts chapter 2 and 4 says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I love how it says Mary is there and the other woman. Praise God. Amen. I'm preaching about the other woman today. Hallelujah. There was another Mary that's going to be there. There's another unnamed gal that's going to be there. Amen. And there shall also this. We're all speaking as the Spirit gives the utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. They're devout men. Amen. They're the righteous individuals. They're the proper individuals. And the world would say that this is an elsewhere time. There's too many of them here today for you to share this with them. This is too radical. You're going to look silly. You're going to look foolish. Amen. They're devout men out of every nation under heaven. You want to look good around them. You don't want to be an outlier. You don't want to be radical. You don't want to look different. But no, there was also this was going on, and it was about to meet some other experience. Acts 2:6 says, when this was noised abroad, amen, the devout ones started to say, what in the world is going on here? Because they were being loud. It was noisy. Amen. And they didn't stop. Hallelujah. But the tongues, the spirit utterance went forth. And they were speaking it right in front of them. They were speaking it loudly. And it was noised unto this group, these devout men. And it says, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God, says Acts 2:11. The demonstration of what is holy, supernatural, is broadcast out. Hallelujah. Because when this shows up, amen, there's nothing that can stop it. When this shows up, there's some people bold enough to begin to proclaim it in town square. To begin to proclaim it outside. Amen. And it's noised abroad. Praise God. I showed up to a prayer circle. Amen. And I wasn't afraid to go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I showed up at that place. Amen. And some Pentecostals showed up and they were just praying differently. They were speaking differently. There was some apostolic authority that showed up. And when there's demonstration of what is holy, supernatural, you can bet the answer of the world is going to come. And it's very simple, and it's generally the same. And that is mocking. Mocking is going to show up to what is truth. That's the attempt, and it often works well, of the enemy to begin to mock. They're simply drunk. It's just old-fashioned drunkenness. There's nothing special here. Albeit, seems like some pretty good stuff. Amen. Albeit, I will say, man, this is the good stuff, but it is simply drunkenness. Well, she poured it out. Everybody say, she poured it out. Now he's pouring it out. Right. Hallelujah. After she poured it out, now the Lord's able to pour it out. And Peter, standing up, begins to preach this Jesus. Somebody say this Jesus. In Acts 2:32 and 33, this Jesus, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Praise God. There shall also this meet something else, Brother Villa. There shall also this meet say, this is that. Hallelujah. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. The pouring out of his spirit upon all flesh. Oh, praise God. We're seeing that in our hour so powerfully. But do you realize how long it took for the prophecy of the Lord to take place? We're talking thousands of years before this gospel reaches. So many years before the truth reaches unto a place like Huna, the full gospel goes there. Oh, somebody say, I'm going to just keep on praying. You just go ahead and call me Brother Memorial. Hallelujah. Call me Sister Memorial. Amen. I'm just going to keep sending it up, and heaven's going to have to answer. Because one day, hallelujah, there's going to be a little clinket boy in Huna that gets so moved by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this thing's going to move all over the world. And there shall also this. He's going to have to pour it all out before God. And he's going to leave behind drugs and fornication and all the junk of this world at the tender age of 15. And he's going to follow after God. There's going to be Grandmother Hamilton, hallelujah, of Cherokee ancestry, praise God. She's going to receive it these many years later. Why? Because there is a memorial that was sent up. Why? Because somebody said, there shall also this. I'm going to bust into this house and I'm going to get a hold of Jesus so that a continent away, hallelujah, Cherokee girl's going to be reading about this and say, you know what? It happened in the book of Acts. That can happen right here. There's nobody to teach me. There's nobody to pray for me. We're just going to begin to seek after this thing. And I believe it is real. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So awesome when I read and I'm coming to a close. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's not just for me. Oh, hallelujah. But I got to get a hold of the feet of Jesus. I've got to get under Jesus today. Hallelujah. I'm ready to pour it all out. But you may be one of those. Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and let's just feel after him right now. That's better than anything I can say. Go ahead and say it in worship right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I said there shall also this. Is this a there shall also this day? Is it today? Why don't you just go ahead and come forward right now? I'm done. Right now, get a hold of the Lord. Right now, reach out. There's something here today. There's something here right now. Let's just reach right now. Let's just reach right now. Let's let a praise permeate this atmosphere right now. Let's get some residue on our hands. Let's get some residue on our hair. I said there shall also this. There's something so strong in me right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need healing in your body, would you come behind Sister Glover here, Sister Melina? Can you come behind Sister Melina? Let's line up. We'll pray for you. If you need the Holy Ghost, go ahead and come forward right now. If you've never spoken in tongues before and you want the Holy Ghost, go ahead and come forward right now. Hallelujah. And those of you that are of faith, those of you that say this isn't also this day, go ahead and keep seeking after the Lord. Go ahead and pray right now. Hallelujah.